This is the Ultra Running History Podcast, and I'm your host, Davy Crockett. Thanks for coming. Wow, cheerleaders. Ladies, I don't think there's enough room in here. Hey, careful over there. I know it's a little crowded in my basement. Looks like there's a place to sit over by the furnace. You can sit by the boxes of Christmas decorations. No, not on them. Careful with the bookcases. Okay, is everyone settled? This is episode 14. In this episode, I will share the stories of the most prolific 100 milers in history, all who have finished at least 100 100 milers. I joined their club last week.
It's about time.
Well, I had this injury, and I'm getting old. I busted up my knee at Rocky Raccoon 100. No, I didn't break it, but old bones start crumbling. Something like that. I finally made it to 100 100s, and I can now, instead, take up bowling. In this episode, we will learn about a runner I call the Babe Ruth of 100 mile finishes.
I'm a German, 73 years old, and in my former life I was a medical doctor, and I retired when I was 62.
Yes, that is him. Also, the jester.
But it's easy to spot me. I'm the guy that will be out there in the race as a jester.
Also, the dirt diva.
Running has saved me and made me a better person.
Yes, that is her. And there will be a true ultra running pioneer.
I'm Ray the K, also known as Ray Krolowitz. Or maybe I'm Ray Krolowitz, also known as Ray the K.
And several others, all who have finished more than 100 100 milers.
And now a word from our sponsors.
What?
When you run 100 100 milers, stop your chafing by using butt paste for infants.
I do, but they aren't sponsoring us.
We now return to your regular programming.
Okay. The sport of running 100 miles competitively has existed for multiple centuries. The earliest known competition was won in 1792 by John Haig of Great Britain with a time of 23 hours 15 minutes. In 1882, an American, John Hughes, reached 100 miles in a staggering 13 hours 57 minutes, but he was suspected of being drugged up with stimulants. John Dobler of the United States probably ran the fastest legitimate 100-mile time by an American in the 19th century, when in 1880 he ran in London and reached 100 miles in 14 hours 52 minutes. But through the years, before 1980, no one ran dozens of 100-milers during their running career, only a handful of 100s. Ultra-running legend Ted Corbett ran fewer than 10 100s. By the mid-1970s, running 100 miles in competition started to become more available to anyone. By 1978, there were 7 races in America where runners could reach 100 miles. During 1981, about 250 finished 100 miles in races in North America. In 1990, that had doubled to about 500 runners. By the end of 1999, a few prolific ultra runners had piled up 100-mile finishes. Ray Krolowitz of South Carolina was way out in front with more than 60 100-mile finishes to his name. In 1999, also Don Choi, the prolific multi-day runner from San Francisco, had more than 40 100-mile finishes but had retired from 100-mile running in 1997 at the age of 48. the world's greatest, Yanis Kouros, had an estimated 40 100-milers, most of them wins, and Tom Possert had about 30 100-milers. When I attempted to run my first 100-miler at the Bear in 2004, I ran quite a few miles near the 100-mile legend Hans-Dieter Weishauer from Germany, who was at the time 64 years old. That race would be Hans' 66th 100-mile finish. During 2004, he finished 13 of them. He was indeed a legend. Hans started running at the age of 46 because he was overweight. Before then, he said he was a typical couch potato, and back in school didn't participate in sports. He was laughed at by his classmates when he tried participating in sports. He started running ultras in 1987 at the Swiss Alpine Marathon, which was a 67K, and started running 100s at the age of 58, when most 100-mile runners at that age have already retired from the sport. After running Kettle Moraine 100 in 1999, he became addicted to running 100 miles. For that 2004 Bear 100, I made it to around mile 85 and didn't have anything more to give. I was provided a ride to the finish line and was able to watch Hans finish in just under 33 hours to a chorus of cheers. I was in awe. I had failed to finish my first 100-mile race and believed that I was in way over my head at age 46. But here was a man 18 years older than me finishing 100-milers every month. If I could only just finish one. But I believed that this sport wasn't for me, and I quit dreaming I could do it, at least for a few days. I did get that first 100-mile finish a few months later at Rocky Raccoon 100 in Texas, and like Hans, was hooked on running 100-milers. Hans continued to run. One year he finished an astonishing 20 100-milers in 1 year. What was totally impressive is that his 100-milers each year always included some of the toughest 100s in the world, including Hard Rock 100. He coined a Super Slam to finish four tough mountain races in a single year that didn't need to include the easier and hard to get into Western States 100. In 2007, he finished his 100th 100-miler at Hard Rock 100. There were rumors that he was going to retire from running 100s, but he didn't. Hans had many 100-mile DNFs along the way, and one disqualification at the 2005 Javelina 100 when he threw a banana peel into the desert. A headstrong race volunteer DQ'd him instead of helping him out and picking it up. 100 100-milers. Hans was the king of 100s. Hans' last 100-mile finish was at the Bear 100 in 2014, when he finished with a little more than an hour to spare. After some DNFs, he retired from attempting to run 100-milers. In 2018, he was 78 years old, dealing with health issues not related to running, and we all wish him well.
Surviving and finishing any 100-miler, you must be mentally strong. You have to know there will be moments you are in a deep, very deep hole. You have to be convinced I will finish, that you keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. And each race is different. You know, you have moments that you are asking yourself, you are an idiot. What are you doing out here instead of sitting in front of the TV and eat some chips and have fun and music? But after this has gone, and when you have finished 100 miles, you are the big guy for yourself, you know, and life is totally different.
Others have reached the 100-miler milestone, but I consider Hans the Babe Ruth of finishing 100s, the person who showed us all that it was possible. People may pass him in numbers, but he will ever be the king of 100-milers. Determining how many 100-mile finishes a person has is a difficult task because there's no official list and no database has a complete list of results. Hans himself had no idea how many he had until someone else researched and counted them. Some runners do their own solo 100-mile runs outside of a race. Those wouldn't be in any finisher database and aren't counted in this case. A multi-day race is counted once, even if you do hundreds of miles during it. I will attempt to share those who have reached 100 miles 100 times during a race. It is extremely possible that I've missed someone. Please let me know so I can update the list. At the end of 2018, there were a handful of others besides Hans who had also finished 100 100-milers. These runners have many things in common. All are very mentally tough, stubborn about not quitting, pretty obsessive, train year-round, and never envisioned reaching the milestone. Most of them have ventured into multi-day events later in their career and can go well over 100 miles in a single event. All developed the ability to run at least one 100-miler each month. Ed Ettinghausen has more than 175 finishes and he is from California. I met him for the first time in 2010 when he came to run my Pony Express Trail 100. He was very early into his ultra running career with only 4 100-mile finishes. When he ran Pony Express, he was still experimenting with hats and wore a coonskin hat in my honor. Shortly after that, he settled on his famed jester attire. Ed, age 56 in 2018, now wears a full jester costume when he runs.
And then, at one point, I'd gotten a jester hat and put it on, and it just seemed to fit, you know? I mean, my personality, just because I like to just go out and have fun and remind myself, but everybody else in a race, we do this for fun, you know? There's no sense in being too serious about it, you know? And then my wife decided to make me, the jester skirt with the bells on it, and it just kind of evolved into being the jester persona, so I've done this for now about 5 years, and all my races, whether it's, you know, bad wire and that 120 degrees or sub-freezing, you know, I always dress as a jester.
I run with him at races several times a year. He has gone on to run 135 marathon distance runs in a single year, and in 2014 finished 41 100-mile plus races in a calendar year, a world best. Ed is kind to all and very encouraging, usually with a group of runners following after him. He broke several age group American records for long distances. At all fixed time races with Ed, when the direction of running changes, you will see the jester coming toward you, ringing a cowbell, blowing a train whistle, and giving high fives. Ed said, quote, "If I can bring some fun to the race, that's my goal. I don't take myself too seriously during a race. I want to have fun, have adventures, and make memories. I love nature, the trails, and the courses, but it's the people." Ed will likely achieve 200 100-milers in the next couple years. Next is Dan Brendan, with about 140 finishes, age 67 in 2018, from Phoenix, Arizona. He is a humble, friendly runner and a good friend of mine.
About 12 years ago, I was snowboarding on a mountain nearby here, and an out-of-control skier hit me, put me in a coma. My lungs were deflated. The ribs were broken, my brain was swelling. The doctors asked my sister if they wanted to donate my organs. And at that point in time, the doctor said, "Well, you'll never quite be the same." Well, I wasn't. I started running ultra marathons and I've never been quite the same.
That's right.
People ask me sometimes about how do you run that long for that distance? And I just say, well, it's kind of being a bit of brain dead. It helps to be a bit brain dead to run that far. There's no other reason.
He started his 100-mile career about 2002 at the age of 51. He has completed the Grand Slam of ultra running 8 times, more than anyone in history. I've shared many miles with Dan. You will always see him smiling and running in his short shorts. He is tough as nails and continues to do what he enjoys. He is very humble about his amazing accomplishments. I've tried to have him tell me how many 100-mile finishes he has, but he does not really like to put focus on himself. His last 100-miler was in 2016. Next is Mike Smith. Mike has more than 130 finishes, age 61 in 2018, and is from Indiana, now living in Santa Fe, New Mexico. He started running in 1995 with a goal to finish a marathon. That evolved into finishing his first 100-miler in 1999. Mike has taken his running talents all over the world, including Antarctica. He finished the Grand Slam of Ultra Running in 2014, and in 2016 he achieved his 100th 100-mile finish. He hopes to finish a 100-miler on every continent. Like all others in this group, he emphasizes the grueling mental strength needed to accomplish this milestone. He said, quote, "Some people who are more qualified give up mentally. You can't undo what happens. You have to overcome." Mike said to distract himself from the pain, he enjoys the scenery. In order to race so many 100s, he explained that there is no off-season. He said, quote, "I'm never really competitive. I'm not the fastest, but I finish." For Mike, it isn't about collecting the buckles. It's about the people. He said, "I keep collecting friends because it's such a neat community." Next is Monica Schultz. Monica has more than 125 finishes, is age 51 in 2018, and is an attorney from Canada. She has a long list of accomplishments. She began her 100-mile running career in 1999 at the age of 31. She was fast with an 18-hour, 48-minute overall win in Ohio. She also won the 2004 Trail Runner Series Female Ultra Division. In 2010, she set the record for the most 100-mile finishes in a year at 25, which was later broken by Liz Bauer and then by Ed Ettinghausen. She has finished the very tough Hurt in Hawaii 11 times and Badwater across Death Valley 7 times. Monica once said, quote, "Tuning out during a 100 is a nice break for me and allows me some fresh perspective when I get back to work. Also, most of my 100s were on trails, which is another reason why I loved them so much. 100-mile races are peculiar events, and I think for the most part they tend to be along the prettiest trails in any given province or state." On how to finish, she said, quote, "You have to be very determined and stubborn. The mental determination allows you to get through. Make sure you have your head together. Keep your focus. Don't waver." Monica's last 100-mile finish was in 2013. Next is Katra Corbett, also known as the Dirt Diva, with more than 120 finishes, age 53 in 2018, from California, and she can't be missed on the trail with her colorful dress, more than 50 tattoos, and numerous piercings.
"I got arrested for selling methamphetamines. Sitting in a jail cell made me realize this is my bottom and I need to stop. And I had to change my life. And so that's where it all started. I started by exercising and that was making me feel better. I never thought in a million years I would ever become a runner. I hated running growing up. I didn't put myself in that category ever until my first marathon. I was super nervous and excited. And so I got to the start on that morning and I was gonna be running by the nightclubs I used to hang out in. So at that moment when I was running by those places, I was just like, look at me, look at who I've become. Like, I'm not a drug addict anymore. I'm like a runner, I'm like an athlete. I'm, you know, doing this and it's a positive thing and it inspires other people. It symbolizes to me that I had second lease on life, you know. I could have been in jail and running basically saved my life. That's how I look at it."
She started running 100s in 1999 at the age of 34. In 2004, she did the 424-mile round trip of the John Muir Trail over many 12,000 and 13,000 peaks in just over 12 days, a feat that no one else has attempted to break yet. Katra has moved up to be a regular at 200-mile events. She is the author of the 2018 book, Reborn on the Run, My Journey from Addiction to Ultra Marathons. Next is Susan Donnelly. Susan has more than 110 finishes, is age 55 in 2018, and from Tennessee. She ran track in high school and quickly discovered that she performed well in the long distances, but in the 1980s, there wasn't much support for girls who wanted to run long. She participated in 5 and 10Ks and eventually ran a marathon. When she read about Anne Treson running Western States 100 in a magazine, she wanted to run 100 milers. But after a burst appendix and almost 10 years of diversions, she finally started to run ultras in 1996 and eventually ran her first 100 at Superior in 1999 in Minnesota.
And I tried my first 100 in 1999 and finished it at Superior Sawtooth and fell in love with the distance. And I got hooked. I mean, it wasn't pretty. My first one wasn't pretty, to be honest. And I thought I was doing it wrong because I had to walk so much. You know, anybody who's finished their first 100 knows how amazing that is to cross the finish line, how emotional that is. And I was absolutely hooked by the whole experience. And I wanted to do more, so I started trying more of them. The process of learning is fascinating because I enjoy the social aspect on a lot of them, and I just enjoy the challenge. You know, sometimes it's so hard to put in words why you love to do something, but it is such a complete challenge, and I get so much back out of it, and I'm still learning. I will be learning all my life at it.
Her 100th came at Superior in 2017. Susan wrote about her 100 by 100 accomplishment. I never set a goal to run 100 100-mile races. I mean, not at the start. Not until late last year when I noticed I was getting close. And of course, that would be cool. When I started running 100s, I set out to do one. Uno. That's all I saw. I had such a hard time wrapping my mind around the distance. It was all I could do to focus on it enough to run it. I didn't imagine running 100 of them, much less aim for it. In 2018, Susan continued to run 100s with 8 finishes, including a 240-plus miler. Next is John W. Taylor. John has more than 110 finishes, is age 57 in 2018, and from Minnesota. He started running ultras in 2001 and ran his first 100 miler in 2005 at San Diego 100. He completed his 100th 100 miler at the same race with Susan Donnelly at 2017 Superior 100. Earlier that year, John had encouraged me to join them for my 100th also, but I was still too many behind to catch them. That was also his 10th Superior finish. John has shared so many tales of his 100 milers. He said this about 2015 Grand Mesa 100 while running at nearly 10,000 feet, quote, "At about mile 88, I was running a pretty good pace downhill on a smooth gravel road, and a pickup truck pulled up alongside me. As he's driving alongside me, he was telling me that I was quite the athlete to be out running at that altitude. It was so odd to be out there alone so long and to have some random guy out there driving by me trying to engage me in a conversation as I'm running down a road. He had no idea that I was in a race and that I had been out there for the last 28 hours. Living in Minnesota, John doesn't shy away from the difficult cold weather races. He has finished Arrowhead 135 5 times, and to cap off 2018, finished a 160 miler in 64 hours and 18 minutes. Ray Krolowitz has about 105 finishes, is age 63 in 2018, and is a pioneer legend of modern-day ultra running. Of the entire group, he was the fastest 100-miler. In his early days, he accomplished a 13-hour, 58-minute 100 at the 1988 100 at Flushing Meadows in New York City. It is believed that he has finished more than 500 ultras and has more than 80 ultra wins. But even more important than these accomplishments, Ray is the champion for the common ultra runner. He has taken on the role of mentor for the younger generation of ultra runners, preaching that there is no such thing as junk miles. At the races, you will see him giving advice to young runners, helping them reach their potential and cheering them on. It has been said, quote, "If Ray K ever gives you advice at ultras, take it to the bank. It's as good as gold.
There are no low points of ultramarathons. I get sleepy sometimes, and I take a nap. But it's not like a low point. I'm having a blast. I said in, 1985, I was doing a Sri Chinmoy six-day race. And somebody talked about having fun, and Guru Sri Chinmoy said, Ray always has fun. And one of the things that he liked about me, and we were friends, was my ability to always be playful and always enjoy myself. I can sing, I can dance, I usually make up little ditties or sing. I will frequently, in a trail race, and maybe there's not a lot of people, particularly if I know some people that are behind me, I'll lie down right in the middle of a trail and take a nap. Because I know, it's like, somebody's going to come up from behind me. I got a good friend, Fred. Fred will be like, Ray, you still alive? And he'll kick me. Oh, I knew you were 20 minutes behind me. I caught a quick nap.
Along his ways to more than 100 milers, Ray set records and excelled, especially running 48 hours. He kept raising his American record and at one time held the four best 48-hour American performances in history. His best was 224 miles in 1984, set in France. In 1984, he was the first American to finish Spartathlon in Greece. He still is running, finishing his most recent 100-miler in 2018. Next is Liz Bauer. Liz has finished more than 100 100-milers and is from Georgia. She ran her first ultra in 2001 after overhearing some people talk about them on a bus ride. The next year, she finished her first 100-miler. In 2012, she accomplished the world best 36 100-mile finishes in a calendar year, breaking Monica Schultz's best. She was accompanied by Scott Brockmeyer, who ran 27 of them with her. Scott said, quote, I'm not surprised that Liz pulled off our goal, and more. DNFing is not in her vocabulary. She said, quitting was never an option. I ran through some pain, but never enough to stop me. Asked about running so many back-to-back 100s, Liz explained, quote, I have learned that we can do so much more than we think. It is the hardest times in life we remember. A painful struggle can turn into a glorious victory if you are patient and believe in yourself. She was still running strong in 2018, finishing off that year with 116 miles at Across the Years. We all get called Forrest Gump by non-runners. Lastly, there is me. I'm now age 60 and from Utah. I never had visions of finishing many 100-milers. I am an average athlete. When I finished my first at 2005 Rocky Raccoon, I was thrilled, but managed to only finish one more 100-miler that first year. A respected elite runner called me that year a DNF machine. I had to learn and turned back to gaining more experience with 50Ks and 50-milers. When Hans finished his 100th 100-miler, I only had 7 100-mile finishes to my name. For years, I never had any hopes or goals on how many 100-milers I might one day finish, but with each year, my finishes started to pile up. In 2011, my 8th year of running, I did set a goal to finish 10 100s that year and reached it, finishing my 47th 100. I noticed that on one list, it looked like I was among the top 20 or so for career 100-mile finishes. When I experienced a severe tibia stress fracture in 2012, I wondered if my 100-mile days were over and if I would ever reach 50 100-mile finishes. I eventually recovered and finished my 50th that year at the Bear 100. In 2013, I discovered that by running at least a 50K run every Saturday, my strength to run 100-milers would often increase and I could recover very fast. That became my quest. I only averaged running 2.5 days per week to spend time with my family, but I still averaged running 62 miles per week by using the long run. For 2015, I finished 11 100-milers, in 2016, a personal best of 12, and in 2017, 11. I reached 75 finishes in early 2016 and finally considered the possibility of one day reaching 100 finishes. So I'd set my sights on the 100 by 100 goal. By the end of 2017, I had finished 97 100s, and the 100 finishes mark seemed within reach very soon until I became injured at Rocky Raccoon on its hurricane-ravaged course early in 2018. Surgery followed, healing didn't happen as I hoped, and I started to refer to myself as a former ultrarunner. With little improvement, a second surgery was scheduled in late September 2018, but I canceled it when suddenly I could start running again. I had signed up for the St. George Marathon before my injury and decided to just go run the marathon without much training and use it as a test to see if I could hope to run 100 milers again. The test worked. I finished in just over 4 hours. I did careful low mileage training and managed to finish two more 100s in October and November. I then decided to make Across the Years my 100th 100. It seemed fitting because I had a long history running there and accomplished my only sub 20 hour 100 milers there and set PRs at all the ultra distances there. It all worked out. I had a wonderful time finishing my 100th 100 and sharing the track with so many friends. To me, this is astonishing. It seems like it was just a few years ago that I watched Hans finish his 66th as I DNF'd my first attempt. I felt like such a failure and a poor runner. I never dreamed about being on a list that included his name. For me, where does it go from here? I told everyone at Across the Years that I planned to take up bowling. So it is time to go shopping for a ball. With that, this is Davy Crockett, and this is the Ultra Running History Podcast. I hope you run fast and far. Enjoy life. Get outdoors, and most of all, stay safe and don't take unnecessary chances.